for SearchSecurity.com. I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for December 12, 2007. This week, I talked to PGP Director of Product Management John Dasher about the rising cost of security breaches, as reflected in the latest Poneman Institute study. And Mozilla offers a look at the security enhancements of Firefox 3. But first, Microsoft released 7 patch bulletins for its December 2007 security update Tuesday, addressing critical flaws attackers could exploit to launch malicious code or gain extra system privileges on computers running DirectX, Internet Explorer, and various versions of Windows. Microsoft rated 3 updates critical, which means attackers could exploit the flaws to execute arbitrary code without user interaction, and potentially hijack the targeted machine. They are MS-07064, which addresses 2 Microsoft DirectX flaws, MS-07068, which addresses a Windows media file format flaw, and finally, MS-07069, a cumulative update for Internet Explorer that addresses 4 different flaws. Security experts recommend you install the IE fix first, since those flaws are already being exploited. Next, Mozilla promises big security strides in the upcoming release of Firefox 3, including access to a Google database of malware-laced websites and a warning system that will alert users who are about to visit them. IT security professionals who have experimented with the latest beta say tweaks are needed, but that the overall changes look promising. In an interview with SearchSecurity.com, Mozilla Vice President of Engineering Mike Schroefer said one of the main goals behind Firefox 3 was to bolster security in a browser many already consider a safer alternative to Microsoft's much-attacked Internet Explorer. Essentially, the plan is to give Firefox the ability to save users from themselves. I talked to 2 IT professionals who recently had a chance to play around with Firefox 3, and they tell me that while tweaks are needed, the overall result looks promising. We'll be back after this message.
Mergers and acquisitions are common in today's rapidly changing business market, and before long, M&A activity will almost certainly have an effect on your organization's enterprise security. Don't be caught by surprise. Start preparing today by checking out SearchSecurity.com's Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide. Experts like Michael Cobb and Ed Skotis offer advice on how to successfully integrate compliance efforts, merge network security policies, defend disparate web application infrastructures, and much more. Master the policy practices and people problems of post-merger security. Check out the Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide today. Visit SearchSecurity.com and search for Mergers and Acquisitions. You'll be glad you did.
PGP Director of Product Management John Dasher sat down with me recently to discuss the takeaway from the Poneman Institute's latest cost of a data breach study, which showed a 43% rise in costs compared to 2005 as affected companies scrambled to notify customers, bring in investigators, invest in new security technology, and respond to lawsuits. The study found that the total average cost of a data breach grew to $197 per compromised record, an increase of 8% since 2006, and 43% compared to 2005. I asked Dasher what the lessons of the report are for IT professionals.
There's 2 things that left out this year that were somewhat of a surprise. The cost of lost business going up, you know, of that $197 per record cost figure, 65% of it is now to deal with the cost of lost business. So $128 of that $197 is all around dealing with the cost of lost business, turnover, increased cost in the acquisition of new customers. That is very interesting to me. My suspicion, and again, this is my opinion, my suspicion is there's probably two factors there. One factor is probably that it really is going up. The other factor, though, is probably the companies are now actually paying attention enough to actually measure it in some quantifiable way. But the second thing that I thought at a high level that was very interesting about this year's results is 40% of the respondents indicated that a third party was involved in their data breach, meaning, you know, an outsourcer, a contractor, a consultant, a business partner. In this era where many companies are looking to work with third parties to help keep, you know, costs contained, I found this very interesting because one of the side effects of when you have a security breach and there's a third party involved is your cost of mitigating that breach are actually higher, right? Because you not only have to take care of what's going on within your own four walls, but you have to then deal with the business and security practices of that third party. Mm-hmm. And typically this is someone with whom you don't necessarily get to dictate, you know, what they do and how they do it. Now, obviously, you know, some corporations are big enough to have that kind of leverage, but not everyone enjoys that. And so one of the statistics that, you know, the study bore out is that for those breaches that did involve, you know, a third-party partner, those breaches were more expensive. They were averaging $231 per record compromised. So the statistics bore that out. Those two things were the two things that left out at me at, you know, very interesting year over year. And this is now the third year we've done the study. And so some of the trends, as you pointed out, you know, not terribly surprising, but those two actually were somewhat surprising.
Now let's take a look at recent history.
Sure.
There are almost too many data breaches to count, I suppose. But let's look at, you know, TJX is obviously everybody's favorite example, but let's take a look at the last couple of months and talk about some of the breaches that, for you, are a good example of where companies keep on going wrong and how it ends up translating into the soaring costs.
Well, I you know, to not to go back on your own, I agree with you, TJX has gotten way too much coverage on the one hand and not enough on the other. Mm-hmm. You know, TJX and the Veterans Administration, I think, were probably the two largest watershed events this year, and then, of course, last week with the British government. Those are probably, you know, would be my three, you know, biggest and most impactful.
Right.
The reason I think TJX is interesting isn't necessarily because of its size, though that is remarkable. Many people kept pointing at that breach saying, see, it didn't affect their business. Their revenues, you know, were flat to increasing. It didn't affect them, you know, so what's the penalty for them having this problem? Recently, of course, they took a $256 million write-down against earnings. So, you know, this is material. They're a publicly traded company, and you know, they have now gone on record saying, you know, they're putting a reserve in place to make sure they can deal with this, and they've also given guidance that it may go up as high as $500 million, $500 billion. Mm-hmm. So I think for all those people out there looking to say, what are the consequences? Are there any? I think the answer is, you know, a very factual, absolutely. So that's why I think TJX is interesting. The Veterans Administration, I think, is interesting because it wasn't the corporate entity, right? It was the U.S. government, the same government that's got five bills pending federal legislation to initiate federal data breach notification across the country. You know, right now we've got, what, 33 states that have data breach notification laws. We're going to get to a point where we do have federal legislation dictating the same. And so, you know, the point here is that it's not just corporations, it's our own beloved government, and they need to get in line as well. So perhaps not surprising, but I think very important. You know, they lost, I believe it was around 25 million veterans, you know, personally identifiable information, and that's, what, 8% of the U.S. population or so? Mm-hmm. Pretty significant.
That's it for this week. The latest information security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can always catch our Security Wire weekly podcasts featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Again, I'm Bill Brenner. As always, thanks for listening.